Hello everyone, my name is Marco. I belong to the FOSS Asia community, which is an open source free software community based in Asia. And I'm going to talk a bit about EventJ and the new version that we're working on. So basically the entire thing is born out of the big summit that we organize. It moves around Asia and it's mainly it's been mainly in Singapore, but this year we're moving to Hanoi. And it happens around April, March. This year it's around April. And the problem that we try to solve is that we couldn't find an event system that would actually solve all our needs, right? So what are the requirements that we had at the time? You can see that we needed something, we wanted something that was free and open source, of course. Some technology stack that is in phase with the team and the community, keeping the privacy in mind, having open standards and open APIs, right? And then EventJ was born, right? So out of this need, we couldn't find something that was had all these complete features that we needed. And then we started our own project and we gathered people from the community and the team. And then we worked on this, right? So EventJ has been around for quite a while, and it's been able to help us run the summit, which has been like 3,000 or even 4,000, depending on the year, people. And it's been developed since February 2015. It's born out of our unhappiness with using proprietary systems. And it also has hybrid event capabilities, which is mainly like you can also it covers all the offline side of the event, and at the same time it also covers part of the online when the event is running. It also gives you the features, right? This is a lot of the people that has been involved in the project. There's even more people that is not here, but we didn't have time to update. So. A lot of people was involved. What does Event give you? It's an all-in-one platform. It gives you the call for papers, ticketing, scheduling, export and import. You got web and mobile support. You have tools for promotion, check-in. We had video conference and API. So we were even able, during COVID, we were also able to use the same platform for running the entire event online. And looking at the ecosystem, so we have an open API server, and then we have a web front end, we have Android apps, iOS organized apps, and Android apps. And then we have a website generator, so event organizers can actually generate their own static website if they want to host their website somewhere else. And now we're working on the next version. So we want to migrate some of the parts of the system that are getting a bit outdated. So we want to migrate to an up-to-date framework. Because there's a bunch of dependencies that are no longer supported. It would be easier to unload, to onboard new contributors. The framework that we were using is not so popular anymore, so we're having a hard time trying to find people to help us work on this. So we started to work on Django. We want to get a faster and cleaner API because a lot of people was involved in development and different times, and then this made the entire thing a bit messy, so we want to help clean up a bit. And then we have a small minimum project at this point. We have a user and ticket management system, and then we plan to get in pair with the features of EventJ. So if you want some information, you can check out eventj.com. You can check the organization FOSS Asia and GitHub. And then most importantly, on Hall 3, at 2 p.m., if you're interested in event management systems, if you want to collaborate, if you have if you run an event yourself and you want to talk to us, give us some input of what you need, what is the features that you think that would be cool to have, or you want to use it for your own event, we're happy to talk at Hall 3 at 2 p.m. at the FOSS Asia.
Thank you.